This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hour number two. Let's go full buffet. 800-919-3776. Knicks play a back-to-back tonight, so they'll play at home against the Jazz to finish out the month. I should mention, Bart, the Knicks did win last night. OG Anunoby didn't play. And that was the shock. We knew Randle would be out. But OG Anunoby, right before tip-off, like a half hour before.
Hit you one of them Joel Embiid updates.
All of a sudden, it was the elbow was bothering him in warm-ups, and he just couldn't go. So they were really shorthanded last night. And still, because Brunson's just so damn good, he and DiVincenzo combined for 60 points, and they ended up beating a really bad Charlotte Hornets team, which is really going nowhere. And they've won seven in a row. Hottest team in the NBA. They have moved within a virtual tie for third in the East.
So Brunson's a starter now?
What do you mean?
Just saying, he's playing so good. Well, he won Perk over. Perk saying he should get MVP votes.
Yes. Yeah.
Take that, Candace.
Everybody that's been doubting him, right? But still, so tonight they play to finish the month of January.
Damn, you working back-to-back, son?
Yeah. And then tomorrow night we've got the Garrett Wilson thing, and then Thursday we have a game. So it's a busy week. So, and I got get up on Friday, by the way. So a very busy week. Hmm. But getting back to it, the Knicks in the month of January are 13-2. Did you know that? Were you aware of that kind of success that they have had? 13-2.
Well, yesterday you told me they were 12-2, so let me see, plus one.
Oh, so you remember me saying 12-2? Sometimes I wonder if you hear me. But no, honestly, 13-2. Can you guess the last time the Knicks had a month where they won 13 games? Now, typically, an NBA season, you're getting 15 games in a month, typically. Sometimes a little more, sometimes less, but usually it's 15. So how many months do you when was the last time the Knicks won 13 games in a month?
94.
All right, so you definitely were paying attention.
Huh?
Or Jake just...
No, I didn't tell him.
Bro.
I was just surprised he got the answer right.
Oh, you just started laughing because he actually was listening yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like that kid that act like he don't pay attention to his parents.
It's actually January of 1995.
Oh.
13-2.
It was the 94 season. Stop.
It was 94-95 season.
Just give it to me, man.
No, not. Now, if they win tonight to get 14 wins, that takes you back to March of 94. They went 14-0 that month, and that year, obviously, they went to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of, like, the success and the winning that they have done in this month is not something that is typical, not even close. They haven't done stuff like this in 30 years. So they have had great success this month, and they play Utah, who was in Brooklyn last night and got their doors blown off by the Nets. Ben Simmons played last night for Brooklyn.
Welcome back.
Did you hear
come
about that?
Bench. Yeah, come off the bench.
Yeah. And he felt pretty good.
I kept falling asleep, so I missed the initial, and then I watched the replay of it. I was falling asleep.
Falling asleep during an NBA game? That never happens.
It's the Nets.
What do you mean it's the Nets? The Knicks were also playing, just throwing that out there.
No.
Did you hear the crowd in Charlotte last night? Now, Charlotte had about 15,000 crowd of, I think, 15,000 in their arena. And at one point, this is what it sounded like.
There's Liddy.
So you have that was going on in Washington a couple of weeks ago. That's going on in Charlotte. It was happening in Brooklyn, which is a little more understandable, but still, the team was technically on the road. It was happening in Atlanta. It was happening in Orlando. I mean, this is a thing that's going on right now. The Knicks fans that are all around the country are now going to these games and taking over the arena. Dante DiVincenzo loves it.
Yeah, I mean, I just told Coach Rick Brunson, I was like, man, Knicks fans travel. You started hearing, let's go Knicks. And that's, I mean, we have the best fans in the league. So, you know, no matter where we go, it feels like a home game for us.
I mean, the team was getting ovations during intros.
I didn't notice that, but I think Josh pointed it out to me. He asked me if it was my family.
I mean, even he was smiling last night, Thibodeau. Right?
He don't smile.
Nah, takes a lot. But you know what else he doesn't do?
More impressive hairline, him or Doc Rivers. You got Charlie Brown versus Hicks. I mean, Thibodeau, man, give me that damn Charlie Brown.
No, it looks great.
And it's like, it's got darker. It's like
he definitely just for men's that. Oh, no, 100%. 100%.
Hey, Clyde was like, don't let it slide. Put on the glide. Gave him some shoe polish.
Your beard is weird. That stash is trash. But it's working. It's working.
It looks good on
don't,
you.
Don't touch it. And 13-2, you better not do a damn thing
man,
to it.
Man, that day price so damn hard. Like,
well, this, I was going to say, you know, the one thing that Tibbs doesn't
do. So much gel in that thing.
Is he will not take Brunson out of the game up if the score isn't over 20 until 2 minutes to go. They were up by 29 in the fourth quarter, and he was still playing his regulars. There were people texting me like crazy, like, what is he doing? Why won't he put in his bench? And I'm like, because he does not trust a game is over until 2 minutes to go. Then he will finally say, okay, call off the dogs. It's almost like he has this paralyzed fear of blowing a big lead.
Blowing a big one.
You know, like you know that if he was coaching the Lions, he's kicking those damn field goals.
Yeah, that must
give me all the points.
That must be some scar tissue from like a loss.
I'm wondering if there was ever a point in his coaching career where he emptied his bench too soon and they saw a lead evaporate and lose the game. And like he now just he'll never let that happen again. Because people lose their minds with this. It still is the remaining criticism of that. Why is DiVincenzo playing 40 minutes in a game that you were up by 29? Because of who the hell else are you going to play? Because
none of them are all-stars. So he's like, hey, y'all going to get a rake in a minute. Don't worry.
It's seriously, but it's the one thing that when you watch. And tonight, you'll see that Utah is at the end of a road trip. They're going to be road weary. They just got their doors blown off in Brooklyn. And, you know, will the Knicks, you know, be able to beat them if they – I mean, they're not going to have Randall, but will they get OG back? Can they win the game? But it'll be, if it's a game where the Knicks are up by double digits, you know, that everybody just starts watching that. It's called, like Frank Isola calls it the minutes police, where everybody's out and they're looking at the time and they're up by 18. You should take all your starters out, take all your regulars out. And Tibbs is like, no, because that's, you know, 6 3-pointers away from us being tied. And and I'm telling you,
it's one hot streak.
He must have seen something. He just won't do it. And I was shocked. They were beating the Nuggets last Thursday, and he didn't put Brunson in the fourth quarter. Why? Because they were up by over 30.
Because he saw what they put. They was like, they cut it. Hey, Brunson, don't take your tape off. They cut it to 23.
Right, if they get it down to 25, cut it to 23, you're going son. Back in.
Like, what?
But it's true. It's something that I can't explain. And I think, you know, I always, if you're a beat writer, how come you haven't asked this question yet? You have to ask it a certain way, because if you ask it after a game, he's gonna be defensive. But you have to ask it on an off day of, like, just what is the thinking there? Like, are you just concerned about blowing a lead? Because his response at times has been, it's the NBA, you respect the game, and no lead is safe with the three-point shot. He says that all the time. No lead is safe with the three-point shot. That you can see a team rip off 15 straight points.
They're only 10 threes away from. Like, what?
But that's his thinking. But the fear is that, again, goes back to playing guys too much and they'll break down. And then you'll see that they won't be there at the end of the season. Now, my counter to that has always been that look at the Knicks record with Tibbs as the head coach in the last 20 games of each season. He's over 60% winning percentage in those last 20 games of a season. That is not evidence of a team breaking down. That is, they are always playing their best at the end of the year. So we haven't seen it yet, but it's almost like people are waiting for it to happen. Like it's going to come back and haunt you one day that a player was in the game and he shouldn't have been and he got hurt. And some people even argue that Randall shouldn't have been in the game against the Heat when he got hurt. But if you haven't been watching the Knicks, then you don't know this is how he coaches. You can agree with it or not, but this is what he does. But it was interesting last night to see that because the Hornets suck. They are bad. And the Knicks were up, I think it was 29.
Do they have any pieces that we want?
No. Maybe Gordon Hayward as like a bench guy. Maybe. But not really.
They spent a lot of money on that team, man.
They didn't spend wisely, and now they got to reset.
Rozier, Hayward, they should have brought him when he came.
They
got
to reset that whole thing now because it's bad. And you talk about players who are miserable. Their home crowd is chanting, "Let's go Knicks." How do you think they felt? Right, they've won three games since mid-December.
You know what I'm proud of? I mean, surprised that
what
we haven't seen. We haven't heard from LeVar.
Yeah, well, look, LaMelo keeps getting hurt. And you worry about his longevity because that ankle just keeps getting hurt. And then, of course, Lonzo, his career might be over. I mean, he's still trying to work his way back, but the odds are continually against him that he's going to make a comeback. So if you're LeVar, you know, there's nothing to say right now.
But he can be saying, "Get my son up out of here." But they gave him the bag. He got the bag already.
He got the bag. And he also, he gets hurt a lot. And by the way, doesn't do a whole lot of winning. That's another problem, man. Now, you could be flashy and you could be fun and all that stuff, but if you need to start winning.
Yeah, we thought he was going to be the star.
I really did. I believed in him.
We thought he was America's next.
Yeah.
Like, tall.
I believed in him. 800-919-3776.
I believe in you and me.
Merv in Winfield. Merv.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
Couple points being on hold. Remember, Montana had to throw that ball over a guy at Too Tall Jones, too.
Yeah, 6'8", son.
And I was being facetious when I said that. I was just trying to catch Bart. Because Bart was trying to like deny everything I was saying, so I had to get him on one. So I just came up with that.
Yeah, with the Knicks, man, DiVincenzo is doing his thing. And 94, wasn't that when Riley took all them to Vegas and –
Reno.
On that run.
Reno. Yeah, they went to Reno. Right. That's exactly right. That was the time of year that they were actually in the struggle. In February, they were going through the dog day. He called them the dog days of the NBA season, and they had a bad loss. And instead of going to their next destination, which I think was Sacramento, he diverted the plane to Reno, gave everybody some casino chips, and said, "I don't want to see you till tomorrow morning." And it's a great story.
Hey, who did that?
And then they ripped off like a bunch of, with like 15 straight wins after that.
Who did that?
Pat
Riley. Riley.
Yeah.
Somebody that we should have kept around. Dave Checkets blew that.
Well, that's because Riley.
Well, that wasn't Dave Checkets now. That was a split in ownership he wanted. There was not one owner back then. There was two corporations that owned the team.
Rumsfeld.
And he wanted a piece of ownership.
Riley probably had a jump off.
Because he
there.
Was getting a piece of ownership in his next gig that everybody knew about. And neither side would do it. And so he left.
That's a shame.
I agree.
They're back.
They got the right head coach, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we got the right Wildcats now.
Need one more, Merv. We need one more.
You never get him.
Need one more. Man, could you imagine? Mikal Bridges. You don't think there's a part of Mikal Bridges sitting somewhere in an apartment and he puts on the highlights of the Knicks games. He's seeing the crowd chanting for that thing. You don't think there's a part of him going, look at my boys right now. Look at my boys. I won national championship with these dogs.
Oh, how great would it be if we ever get it?
Nah. It's crazy because that's not the Wildcat I was thinking about, though.
What Wildcat was you thinking about?
That guy that plays in Phoenix.
Oh.
That's the Wildcat I was thinking of.
That's a Kentucky Wildcat.
Ah.
Yeah, not the Villanova Wildcats.
Yeah.
Tell me this. Who would you rather?
Who would I rather? When you mean between...
Yeah. Who would you rather?
Between who? Devin Booker or Mikal Bridges?
Yeah. Weren't they on the same squad?
No. One's Kentucky.
Weren't they on the same squad? Didn't Bridges come?
Come on, son.
Alan, you okay today?
No.
How the hell am I responsible for whatever remembers everything?
No, we opened talking about your colonoscopy. I am not. I'm very far from okay.
You had one, and you said you would sign up for another because it was so enjoyable. You get great sleep.
It was a great sleep, but I don't know about it. Enjoyable. I did not experience it. But anyways, yes, they were teammates.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who would you rather?
I mean, I think it's obvious. Wouldn't you rather have Devin Booker? A guy that can get you 70 on a given night?
So would you – now
– That's five first rounds?
What would you have to give up for Devin Booker?
Everything. Probably have to give up the sphere. I mean, you're giving up a lot to get him.
I mean, honestly, what would he probably go for?
No, you're five.
Rudy Gobert went for what?
I believe he was four picks.
Yeah, I think four first.
He was four firsts, right? So you're going five plus for a guy like Booker. You're selling your soul. But you're not just getting him for nothing. He's under contract. They don't have to move him. So, you know, that's a very difficult one. Very difficult deal. So that's the hypothetical. The Bridges one is, I don't think it's so crazy hypothetical. These two teams, again, Bobby Marks going to join us at 2. We'll talk more about it there because Bobby knows the history here. The Knicks and the Knicks and Nets haven't traded with each other. I got to say it's, what, 30-something years? So there's not much history there. But it's one of those, you know, I can help you, you can help me. I can get you where you want to go. You can get me where I want to go. You can give this player what he wants, which is to be with his boys. You know, that's all I'm saying. But we'll talk with him more about that. Brian in Lodi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, Bar? How you doing?
What up?
Hey, I want to talk a little bit more about that Brock Purdy thing, man. Bar, this question for you, though.
Sure.
Think if we had him on the AFC Championship games when we had back then in 2010, would it be different?
You said if we had Brock Purdy?
Right.
No, Mark had a little stronger arm. Mark wasn't throwing, like, remember the deep ball to Braylon and, like, you know, like he you got to have a little bit more arm. It looked like it took everything in Brock Purdy's soul to throw that ball that hit the kid Beldor in the face. That went. That ball was so weak.
The hate is so real.
His arm strength is so weak. I don't know.
Hate is so real.
Nah, man, his arm strength is weak. No, bro, I'm saying, listen, it's like one of those things, right? If you had like a let's say an Audi, right? If you had an Audi, mm-hmm, and you got it for $50,000, it's cool, right? If you had Audi A8, you got it for $50,000. But if you ain't paying no $90,000, you ain't paying $108,000 for an Audi. You're like, man, I might as well get a BMW, right? So what I'm saying is, like, he's great for $900,000. When he started talking at, yeah, I think it's time for me to get 45, 50 million, and that means that you can't have.
But we're not talking about that right now.
What I'm saying is he's a good quarterback for them, but he won't remain a good quarterback for them in the future because his resume is going to state all these things. I don't think he can be Brock Purdy anywhere but in San Francisco. You understand what I'm saying?
I get that part of it. But, I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks you can say that about.
We all play sports, so you know it's mostly coaching, right? So if you got the right coach, anybody can do anything. But hey, we had Shotty back then, right?
Yeah, but if he played for North Turner with these seven-step drops, you got to have arm strength. You throw him from one hash to the outside. It's like the perfect thing. They're asking him to basically like be a dink and dunk 15-yard passer, 20-yard passer behind the linebackers in front of the safeties, which he's extremely accurate at doing that. He's good at that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, but what I'm saying is he's not a great quarterback. If he has to go out and he did a good job in using his legs and all that type of stuff, but he's played bad the last two games, and he's beaten two quarterbacks that were far superior to him in talent.
Thank you, Brian. I'm not winning this battle, I don't think, but it's where I went back to again, is what he's doing in game managing should not be disparaged. Like that's the point I'm making. I've already acknowledged that the arm strength and the leg, that whole thing, it's not there. But his ability to process, his IQ, his whatever it is that he just understands the system, his understanding of the system has made his arm and legs better. Like, it's almost like it was the force multiplier to his arms and legs.
But I just think you're giving him too much credit for the wins.
I think he's a big part of the wins.
He's the same part that Jimmy
you keep
G
going
was.
To the you keep going to the money, which that should not be a factor.
I keep going to Jimmy G.
No, you went to the money all the time. For $900,000, yes.
But let's go to Jimmy G. Like, we haven't seen a quarterback fail in this system. Like, even when he got hurt last year, the other dude came in and played well until he got hurt. And then the other dude came in, it was over with.
Trey Lance did not play well.
He was out last year, remember? He was hurt. I'm talking about the dude Johnson, the dude that was here.
Josh Johnson.
Yeah, he was
played well
until he got hurt.
Did he play well for a half? I hardly remember.
He got
him
hurt. They lost three quarterbacks in one game.
No, I recall.
McCaffrey was the quarterback.
I recall.
So much so that Brock Purdy had to come back in and just take snaps and hand the ball off.
So if you got three quarterbacks hurt in the same game, that means whoever played after the starter didn't really play that much.
Yes, Johnson, remember, was bringing him back. You don't remember? Do you remember, Jake?
I remember.
Last year's Philadelphia.
You make it sound like he ran like five games in a row where he just played outstanding. Like playing good in series.
In my opinion.
And then getting hurt,
okay,
by the way.
I'm going to say this, and maybe it's controversial. In my opinion, Cooper Rush is better.
Well, you made the comparison of he and Cooper Rush. You were doing that. Like you think Cooper Rush is more of a system kind of guy.
Well, I think Cooper Rush.
They got more out of.
Cooper Rush balled out and died. I think Cooper Rush is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy.
Okay, you could say that. I wasn't talking about him as this multi-talented.
Cooper Rush won, what, four out of five?
I'm not saying that Brock Purdy is this incredibly talented quarterback. What I'm saying is I think we overlook the value that he brings as somebody that can process and run this system almost to perfection. That's what I'm saying. And you're yawning at me on that one. And that's fine.
No, I'm trying to see.
Big news, though.
Troy Brown.
Just looking up last year, Josh Johnson's stats with the 49ers.
Let's see.
Now, this is just the regular season.
Uh-huh. No. I'm talking about in that game, Philadelphia game, man.
He was one of two in the regular season.
Oh, wow.
So 50% completion.
That's great. There we go. Playing great.
We can look up what he did in the playoff game.
Well, we know what he did when he came in for the Jets.
I want you so bad to tell me he was 2 for 3 in the playoff game. I want so bad. Bart's recall of this was like,
he threw a pick.
You were so adamant. He played well before he got hurt. Like he played. No, yeah. You're gonna say you want to spare him, or are you gonna tell him?
He got hurt. He was hurt.
7 of 13.
That's pretty damn good.
Wow. Somewhere Zach Wilson's like,
he scored a touchdown. Like they were coming back, and then he got hurt. Some of that 7-13 is after he tried to play after he got hurt.
Doesn't he always get hurt?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Remember, he took over for Mike White, got hurt.
That's
but he
a
threw
skill.
For 300.
That's a skill. So the news out of Washington, if you're a Commanders fan, is not good. But if you are a Detroit Lions fan, you love this.
Mm.
Ben Johnson
has reported back to the Lions.
He is staying with the Lions as the offensive coordinator.
What up, though? We got unfinished business, baby.
So the Commanders thought he was their guy.
He was in Seattle.
Remember, Shefty said one of these two is not going to happen, and so Ben Johnson to the Commanders was not a given, not a lock, not happening. And it's interesting, a 37-year-old who is already getting a chance to be a head coach in the NFL said no thanks. I'm going to stay with my team right now. That's a big win for the Lions to keep him.
Yes. Well, it's kind of like Dan Quinn not pulling his name out of hats last year because he felt like he had unfinished business.
Yeah.
Now, I bet he wish he hadn't did that because now he finds himself on the out. Like, if he doesn't get the Washington job. And, like, Washington also interviewed McDonald,
yep.
But also my boy, Anthony Weaver.
Okay.
So maybe Anthony Weaver gets it. He's a leader of man. He's probably just south of 40. He was a second-round draft pick from the University of Notre Dame to the Ravens. Played about 7 years, and he's been coaching. Before I retired, he was my coach.
Well, again, that's a very big name.
If he go there, no he might take built. Me, too. He might say, Bart, come get these LBs right. And if the check is right,
oh boy,
I'm light.
We lose you?
I can go to Chocolate City.
Well, knowing you, you would take the job but take your Comrex with you.
Yeah.
And then make sure you could still do the show.
Yeah, I'll do the show 2 times a week from location.
Why only two? Why two?
Okay, 3.
All right, 3 is good. We can sign up for 3.
Because Tuesday's our off day, so I can do that.
We'll continue with your calls, but coming up, audio files, hearing, of course, from all the different people around the world of sports, including Tom Brady. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Knicks with a huge second half, huge third quarter last night, easily getting a win down in Charlotte against the Hornets. Tom Thibodeau's team getting that win despite no Julius Randle or no OG Anunoby.
You're not replacing those guys individually, so you have to count on your defense. defense and your rebounding and then creating advantages for each other. And I thought we got great games out of, you know, we got the usual from Jalen, but I thought Josh was terrific and Dante was fantastic. I thought Precious, first time playing, you know, at the power forward, Jericho gave us really good minutes as well. Deuce's defense was big too. But the third quarter, yeah, I don't know, it was 44 or something, 24, I think. But that gave us a cushion there.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back, Bart and Han. I'm Bart Scotty. He's Alan Han. 817-919-3776.
Wait, 817?
I'm just saying.
What is even 817? All right, what is the 817 area code? I need to know now.
817.
Stephen A's doing a top duos in sports history
bros.
List.
I got bros in different area codes.
Area code is?
Area code.
In Texas.
It is bros. North Texas.
Bros in different area codes.
Code.
Area code. What's the number?
I thought you were running this thing.
What is it? 877-919-37?
No. No.
1-800?
Yes.
919?
Yes.
3776?
Nailed it. Hercules. Well done.
Bruce. You know,
all right, so Stephen A. has a top five duos in sports history that he's doing right now. Well, not right now. He did it before on Get Up. Oh, no, First Take. He has number five, Gretzky-Messier. Where were they teammates, Bart?
The Mighty Ducks.
No.
Edmonton.
Number four. No, not Edmonton. Number four, Kings. Magic and Kareem. Number three.
Three.
Cynthia
three.
Cooper and Cheryl Swoops. Number two, Kobe and Shaq.
How you not going to have
Jordan? And number one, Jordan and Pippen.
How you not going to have Jerry Rice and Montana?
I mean, how you not going to have Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey?
How you not going to have Lynn Swann and Terry Bradshaw?
How are you not going to have Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy?
How you not going to have D's?
But in all seriousness, how do you not, and I'm not joking, how is on this list not the name Kelce and Mahomes?
Because I would go Gronk and Brady.
Gronk and Brady. Okay, fine. Gronk and Brady. Like, who are you taking off that list?
Cheryl Swoops, they can go. We don't need inclusion.
It was
and nobody.
Did you just say we don't need inclusion?
Yeah, and nobody cares about hockey.
I covered those early days of the WNBA, and they were very good, but that you can't put them on an all time list.
It was only 8 teams.
That's what I'm saying. The Comets won the championship every year, and they played the Liberty every year in the finals. Like, it felt like it anyway.
And I would go Cheryl Swoops and Bill Laimbeer.
Bill didn't play in the league.
But he was the coach.
He was the coach.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, he was the coach.
You can't go Walton.
I go Rebecca Lobo and Becky Hammond.
You can't go Walton and Wooden.
Wooden? Oh, you mean as coach and player?
Yeah.
Well, if you're doing college, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you something. Speaking of college, we were talking about this pre-show. Right now, college basketball. Who is the most famous player you can name? Go. Who's playing right now college basketball? Name a player.
The Boozer Twins. LeBrick James.
In high school.
The Baby Brick.
You can't name one, right?
No.
Neither can I.
The Baby Brick.
No, I'm dead serious. I can't either. And you know the name we came up with? The most famous college basketball player in the country right now
is LeBaby Brick. No, James.
No. It's Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah.
She says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, she trill. Did she break their all-time record yet? The fact that I know that she's
I don't know, but the one knock
record.
I have on her is the fact that she did do the fake fall when the fan ran into her.
Yeah, that was
a bad look. I hope she owns it one day.
She felt like She felt like a white woman in a horror movie. Like, what the hell is that? He's going to get you. Just get up and jog. How you let a dude that you sprinting against catch up with you? Like, Michael Myers is walking.
I told you not to wear those damn heels.
I would just jog. I ain't going to run too fast where I lose track where he at.
She definitely felt like, you know when your two kids are like, are having, you know they're going at it, and then one of your kids is the dramatic one, and so they get bumped, and they do that dramatic fall because they want you to see it and get mad at them.
She acts like she fainted too.
She did the twirl.
I lost consciousness. Like, man, if you don't get your ass
I hope she owns it one day and just says, I kind of sold that one.
Like, stop.
That was a flop.
Well, like they were going to reverse the win.
We can do a better top five duos. We can definitely do a better one.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a great list. So we will do that coming up at some point. But
First of all, Animal and Hawk. First of all, let's keep it real.
Sorry?
Animal and Hawk.
The Raging and Dukes.
Was
that English?
The Road Warriors. Legion of Doom.
That's it.
What a rush.
Yes.
We're doing that.
Yeah.
Are we?
That's great. That's the greatest tag team in history of wrestling.
Yes.
Miss me with that Demolition, the Killer Bees, all that stuff.
Okay.
The Heart Foundation. Mm-hmm. No, the Legion of Doom, baby.
So if you're doing that, then Brock Purdy and Chris McCaffrey are on that, because that's scripted too.
Okay, if you want to get
I'm just saying, it's scripted. Is it not scripted?
If you want to get two white guys involved, okay,
it's
go ahead.
It's scripted.
Do it.
Well, you see where I'm going. Damn, can't we even get on that damn list?
Hey, man.
At least we got Gretzky and Messier on there, but they're not even American.
Bro, it's almost.
I want Americans on that list.
It's almost February.
Stephen A.
It's almost February. Your missus with this milk and magnesia.
It ain't February yet, though.
And it's a long February month. Leap year.
You got an extra day.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Oh,
like,
no.
Like,
what's crazy
about
is we're supposed to do audio files.
If you look at the kids' schools, they don't do Black History. They celebrate everybody's history. Like, hold up, bro. We celebrate everybody else's history all year. Like, man, miss us with the, like, we not going to celebrate, like, African-American here. We're going to celebrate diversity. Like, nah, man. They're trying to whitewash everything.
What?
Man. Yeah.
If you go on social media, it feels like Black History Month is every day. Because there's so many companies now that are making it a point to point out the contributions of African Americans in our history.
That's because we buy everything. Yeah, try that in Florida. I don't want my kids.
Social media
about
doesn't
slavery.
Just exist in Florida. You don't cross a border and like now you get this version. It's just Florida's version of Twitter.
They talk about we don't want people crossing the border. We want to talk about the Middle Passage when you force immigration. Let's talk about that.
No, let's not. Let's instead step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in this segment we like to call
Audio Files.
Forced migration.
Oh, my God.
Some people thought they were going on a cruise.
I know you want black voices, but I want the voice of Tom Brady instead.
Let's go, colonizer.
With the Patriots. Right. And the Buccaneers.
The Patriots.
Like, think about
Still the loot.
Listen.
Still all the loot.
The two franchises this man played for. One was Patriots and the other one was a Pirate. Oh, boy.
Stealing all the gold faster. You don't need this little shiny rock. Take my nuggets. I have plenty.
So he's on, he's on Pat McAfee talking about his next gig, which is a lucrative one, where next year he will begin his time
300
with Fox in the booth.
I've been out to Fox Studios a few times and done some really dry runs with Kevin, who's tremendous at what he does. I'm super excited to join an amazing team, Rich Russo and Richie Zions. We've talked a lot about football. We've talked a lot about how I see the game. And I think Greg's done an incredible job. I have so much respect for him, how he approaches his job. He's super prepared in what he does. I think he does an incredible job every time he's on. I love listening to him. And I'm just going to go in there and do the best I can do with my own perspective. And I certainly have had a unique vision and perspective of the game of 23 years, and hopefully I just can provide some insight. You know, I've been a part of a lot of Super Bowls, championship games. I've had some seasons that didn't go the way we wanted. I have some injuries. I was undrafted rookie. I've seen guys come in with great expectations and not meet it. I've seen underdogs like Julian Edelman come along and make it. So I've had 23 years of just observing, and I get to go on now and speak to a wider audience. And I used to probably use my body and my brain out there, and people would see me kind of lead the team down the field, and now I get to do that in a different way using my voice.
We just caught Tom Brady lying, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I heard?
What'd he say?
Let's get that when we get a chance here. Tom Brady just told a lie.
Well,
he just rewrote history.
Wouldn't be the first time.
He wrote. It sounded to me like he just changed something about his own damn history.
But tell me this, though, when you talk about...
But otherwise, like, he's going to be great in the booth, though.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah, we thought Drew Brees was going to be great in the booth, too.
No. First of all, Tom Brady has already been on a podcast. And we've heard him give opinions. We've heard him give opinions. He can perform. We know he's got that performance side of him. Drew Brees doesn't have that.
Yeah, okay.
But I think him with Olsen, they're going to nerd out in that booth. It's going to be cool.
He's not with Olsen.
Wait. Listen again. Yeah, no, I thought he's joining Kevin. Isn't he joining Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen? Isn't that what he's doing?
I think they're kicking Olsen off the booth.
No, they're not.
I don't keep up on those because, remember, I don't watch with sound.
Well, that's right, you don't. But listen with sound right now. This is audio file. So here's Tom Brady once again.
I was undrafted rookie.
I was an undrafted rookie?
Yeah. See, and that's the thing.
I was undrafted rookie.
He did say that, did he not?
Yeah, he was sixth round draft pick.
I believe he was a sixth round draft pick. That's not even the seventh round.
But see,
that's not even Mr. Irrelevant. You were a sixth round pick.
But that's what I'm telling you though too. Like has to realize everything he says is going to be analyzed.
Everything.
So any mishap. Well, you know, I like my balls overinflated. I never cheat the game. Hold up, you deflated the ball. What about Spygate? I don't think he's going to be in the booth. I don't think he's going to be in the booth with Olsen. I think Olsen's going to be reassigned.
I thought he just said, he just talked about.
No, he's talking about, yeah, he's going to be the head guy. Kick his ass, kick Olsen's ass out the booth. They ain't going to have no three-man booth.
Can you Google that while I do this, okay?
I can barely read. You think I'm going to be able to Google and find something?
All right. Well, Anthony Edwards he's definitely going to get fined today, by the way. Did you hear about this? Were you at least your favorite player? Were you watching him last night?
That's my favorite player.
Ant-Man. Were you or were you not?
Love Ant-Man.
Minnesota does get the win over OKC, 107-101.
It's a rivalry going on right there.
Edwards was not happy with the officiating at all as he's walking off the floor after the game.
The team effort in this one.
Now listen carefully again.
The team effort in this one.
I believe that is cheating ass refs is what he said there.
And they won?
And yes, they won. In the post game, he then said this.
I don't know. And I'm going to take the fine because the refs did not give us no calls tonight. We had to play through every bump, every grab. I don't know how we won tonight. Big shout out to my team. Big shout out to my coaches for sure.
So the Thunder were called for 17 fouls. The Timberwolves were called for 19 fouls. Timberwolves took 15 free throws. The Thunder took 22. So he definitely is getting fined for that. Now, I didn't watch the game because I had my own game last night, but there have been some games where this physicality that's being allowed and the players are getting more and more frustrated by it. Also, last night, speaking of game, I had a game last night. The Knicks got their seventh straight win in Charlotte, and not only was it a seventh straight win, it was another road game that sounded a lot like a home game.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson liked it.
That'll never get old for me. Hearing Let's Go Knicks in an away arena is one of the coolest feelings. So that was pretty dope.
You know, what's interesting, though, is that recently Kristaps Porzingis he heard some Celtics fans cheering for the Celtics when they were playing in Houston, and he said,
honestly, it's incredible. It's incredible. Everywhere we're on the road, we get this support as if we were at home. And I cannot think of another fan base
really?
In the NBA that is like this, and it's absolutely a blessing to play in front of these fans.
No, I can't think of any other fan base, can you, Chris?
It's a lot of capping going on, man. It's a lot of capping going on, son.
Oh, I just had to.
I'm so happy for Detroit.
That is Audio Files brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall. Make your best deal right now at Sansone Auto Mall and tell them Bart Scott sent you and take an extra $1,000 off your best deal.
A whole thousand?
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Call 1-800-SANSONE today. Hey, Sebastian Maniscalco has added a fifth show to his run at Madison Square Garden next September, and ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down to contest, submit your entry. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m., just when Bart is getting his colonoscopy. What are the odds? You can, of course, just go to Ticketmaster.com. No, not to see Bart's colonoscopy.
Right. So when I'm here, are you going to hear?
To see Sebastian Maniscalco. Let's do a top five list. Bobby Marks is going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour to do some drunk trades and more. We have your calls. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So apparently, Bart,
I got my top five list.
All right, we'll do the top five momentarily, but
Eric B and Rakim.
No, it's sports.
Oh, my bad.
Sports duos, yeah.
Run DMC. Oh, that's three. Do you count the DJ?
Of course you do.
He's
making the music too, isn't he?
Nah, he ain't doing that.
No?
He's spinning
the
record.
He's doing nothing.
He's spinning the record. He ain't writing a song.
How dare you?
I mean, he has to scratch on a record.
Yeah, but is he a producer? Is he making a beat?
He could be. He could be the producer.
Name one. What producer, what DJ may be? Spinderella, they barely even put her in a documentary.
I mean, DJ Khaled, his name is a DJ.
Yeah, but he wasn't in a group. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you want to, okay.
I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Jam Master Jay, though, was literally like in the music.
He had no bars. No, he had bars.
I mean,
I'm talking about Jam Master Jay. Like, I know
So Eric B doesn't count?
Eric B was a rapper. He rapped too.
I mean, Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff, another one.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, I think that's a bad take. See, this is drunk takes. I would have written that take for you. Okay. What's one you would have written for me? I don't want to know. I do want to, I guess we were talking about this, about
three men walking to a bar. White man, Chinese man, black man.
And Alan is canceled. Thanks, Rich, for sending this to me. Apparently, Greg Olson does get kicked out of the booth.
You see what I'm saying?
But it's worse than that. See, I don't pay attention to my own business, which I probably should. Because you know why I don't? Because I hate when I see the money.
Yeah.
Makes me jealous. But because I think Greg Olsen has really developed into a – I thought he was excellent in the game. Some people don't like
– He's better than Tony Romo to me.
Oh, he is.
I really listen to him, Tony Romo.
Yes. He's a good teacher.
Yeah.
I was telling you know who's really good? I know you don't watch hockey, but for those who do, Thomas Hickey, the former Islander, who's now part of the broadcast on MSG Networks for Islanders games, he has in a short period of time become fantastic. Because, again, he teaches, he explains it well, he has the background of a player, but he also discusses it from an analyst perspective that isn't like, I'm a player, I know more than you. It's more of the teaching aspect. Mm-hmm. He gives you analysis, but he also does give criticism. Right. And he's really become great. But that's what you want. And Olsen's very much all of that. But I guess Olsen's contract, he has a 5-year deal with Fox, $10 million a year.
So how many years is he's in? Two. He's 2 years in.
2 years
deal, right?
In, yeah. So $10 million a year when he's in the number one booth. So he and Burkhart. If he drops to the second group, to the number two group, his salary drops to $3 million a year. That's a big hit.
That's 70%, huh?
And he does have an out. Reports say he does have an out. So he could opt out.
To go where?
Yahoo Sports? Become a free agent. Well, that's the problem. CBS has Tony Romo, and he's not going anywhere until 2030 at least.
Well, they can always throw Jason Garrett out. He stinks.
But again, that's number. Why would you leave to just be number two? What if Tom Brady stinks?
No, he can go to NBC and just go to the pregame
show. It's remember, that's Chris Collinsworth.
No, I'm saying he can go in the studio just like Phil Simms went in the studio.
You don't want to do studio.
Why not?
It's just he's easier. Better on a game.
It's easier. You don't have to go nowhere.
He's better on a game though.
Okay.
You don't think he's better on a game?
I don't know. I've never heard him in studio.
But I'd rather hear him on a game because he's that good in a game. Yeah. And you need that.
Take it up with Tom.
Man, I'd be so mad at him. How about
what if Tom stinks?
Remember what Tom was saying about how he's done some practice runs with Kevin?
Yeah.
So Kevin shows up late to a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And Greg's like, where were you?
I had to do a dry run with Tom.
Oh.
Judas!
Oh. How'd that go?
Really? You just going to let me
like
know?
Like, if you're really my friend, Bart, let's say.
You used to say, I'm not doing it.
Let's say that like they're trying out a different host with you.
Yeah.
And if you were really my friend, you would tank it. You would absolutely tank it, right? If you're Burkhart, you're like, I can't work with this guy. Brady sucks.
Yeah.
I can't work with him.
So now,
right? The right thing Burkhart should do is that.
So
can't work with this guy. He's awful.
So Olsen went from doing Philadelphia and Dallas to doing Arizona
Falcons Bucks.
He doing Arizona. Arizona Falcons.
Cardinals Panthers.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
I did not realize that they were going to have Brady just stand alone in his first year. Why wouldn't you do a three-man just to get Brady like into it? Because you don't know. Like, wow.
Do a three-man booth. Like they do it sometimes with Fox or CBS when they had they made sure that Matt Ryan had Tiki Barber with him. Because he'll try to fill that airtime.
Well, they must have had his rehearsals must have been bad enough that they're like, we can't have him go by himself. But we've already paid him, so we've got to bring him through. It's got to be something like that. But that sucks. Olsen's really good. Does anyone disagree? I think Olsen's the best.
I think so.
Collinsworth, I think, is good. Romo went from being fun to listen to.
Yeah, because he.
To now you're like, is he all in? Yeah. Like, is he paying attention?
You're like, man, listen, this is my retirement. After this, after I grab this $180 million, I'm retiring. That's more than I played football for.
I mean, his enthusiasm still comes through.
Here we go, Jim. Like, bro, it's warm-up. Shut the hell up. You're getting on my nerves. Here we go, Jim. Biggest play of the game.
All right. Well, we have calls to get to. We'll do a top five list before we're done as well because we don't like the one Stephen A. did on First Take. But also coming up, because we did this whole drunk solo thing with crazy trade ideas that I would have the day before the deadline if I was a GM, Bobby Marks and I were on the same page, simpatico. And Bobby Marks is going to join us next, and we're going to play that game with him and more. Stay with us. Barton Hot, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, with the NBA trade deadline quickly approaching and the Knicks' injury for Julius Randle, there's going to be more pressure on the team to make some kind of move. Yesterday, Brian Windhorst threw out the name Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown Jr. plays multiple positions. He's got championship DNA, championship experience, plays hard-nosed defense, is a Tibbs type of player. The Knicks have 8 tradable first-round picks and an expiring contract in Evan Fournier, who they could maybe negotiate with there. I wouldn't say they have to make a deal, but I would absolutely think that they would investigate the market, not because they think Randall's going to be out for a huge stretch of time, but just because of their depletion in the front court, that this team has the ability to make some noise in the postseason. They should gear up for it.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.